Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So with me on the news line now is Aisha Bandiri, staff attorney from the American Civil Liberties Union. Thank you for being with us. Tell us about these five journalists who have been stopped by Homeland Security and what they're claiming.
These five journalists were all covering conditions at the U.S.-Mexico border at the end of 2018 and early 2019. They were just doing their jobs, but each one of them, when they came back to the United States, was pulled aside by border officers and forced to answer questions about their reporting work. And that's just unacceptable, and it interferes with the freedom of the press. So all five of them have now filed a lawsuit asserting their First Amendment rights against the government.
Okay, so what were they doing across the border, just so we can clear that up before we go farther?
They were reporting on people who were traveling from Central America by caravan to the U.S.-Mexico border. They were photographing the people in the caravan. They were photographing conditions at the U.S.-Mexico border. They were essentially documenting what was going on during that period of time involving asylum seekers at the U.S. border.
Then you say Department of Homeland Security actually targeted these journalists and then took their information, in some cases took their photos, made them look at photo arrays to pick people out. Tell me more about this.
That's right. So we know from reporting in the media by NBC7 San Diego that there was actually a government database identifying these five journalists as members of the media and making note of the fact that alerts had been placed on them and noting whether or not they had been questioned by border officers. So we know that this was a planned operation. Each of the photojournalists, when they tried to come back to the United States, instead of being asked questions about immigration and customs matters, which are permissible questions for border officers to ask, instead they were pulled aside for secondary screening, and they were asked a series of inappropriate questions about their work, things that they had seen on the Mexican side of the border, trying to get them to identify people. All of this information is very sensitive because for journalists to be able to report freely, they have to be able to communicate with people in confidence. They shouldn't be forced to give up that information and identify people because that really is going to limit the ability of the press to report freely on what the government is doing.
Aisha Bandiri, ACLU staff attorney, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.